Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what today is?
Yes, of course.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
That's right, woodchuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators.
What's it going to be?
6 more weeks of winter, I say.
6 more weeks of winter.
Or it could be
the coming of an early spring.
You think it's going to be an early spring? Who knows?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2050.
Yeah.
2050, Carla.
Like it.
It's Tuesday morning, 6:06. Yeah, Groundhog Day today.
Yes, it is.
And did the groundhog see its shadow?
Well, I don't know.
I think so. I think so. And you know what that means.
6 more weeks of golden ray because the groundhog saw his shadow today.
We got the
Mike and Carla Morning Show singers.
Oh, the people on the East Coast are just going, you have got to be kidding.
It's only beginning.
Oh, man.
Because I was going to tell you, I don't even know how I can put up with 6 more weeks of our weather.
Yeah, don't
like
say
this.
Anything because we'll probably get snow the minute you open your big yap. Yeah, so you went to school and you got your degree in meteorology and you went on to get your master's. And you project weather based on what, like empirical trends,
scientific stuff.
Yes, experience, all of that. And you know what? Bring out the rodent. Can we get the rodent out here? Great, thanks, sir.
And then, of course, all he does is look around.
Yeah,
I know. And then everybody, he's awesome.
He's way bigger than I thought. They were interviewing him last night on the news, and he's quite large, that groundhog.
As you get older,
he's been around for a while. Boy, and they all the pomp for that little rodent. They got the top hats on and the whole bit. It was virtual today. I guess the groundhog learned how to use Zoom in the past year or something, but... Yeah, it was virtual today.
Well,
they didn't have the big crowds, you know. They had some people, but not the big crowds. I always think the groundhog doesn't... I can't think that he likes those big crowds.
No.
So it was probably better doing it virtual, and even though he doesn't have opposable
thumbs. And I'm sure he's thinking...
He was able to dial in.
I got this.
Yeah.
I know what day it is. I know
I'm
the
good.
Routine.
You guys pull me out once a year.
Yeah. And be careful, please.
Yeah. Exactly.
Last year I got a rash and a bruise.
Yes, it was. Yes, that's right.
All right.
Oh,
partly cloudy this morning.
Put me in the hole gently, would you
right.
please?
Partly cloudy this morning. Sunshine by this afternoon. High in the mid-60s. Same for tomorrow. 46 now. Congratulations. First winner this morning. 10K payday contest. Martin Bellano got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction when he found out he won $500.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
What are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to take my girl out for Valentine's.
Boom, $500
there
bucks
you go,
for
Mr.
VD
Romantic,
Day.
Huh?
Sounds like it. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. Here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, life is definitely stressful. Like I said to you guys, I think it's been Groundhog Day for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to get through all of that. But apparently while we're trying to get through today's stress, we're already thinking about tomorrow's stress.
Yeah.
And that is the number one thing that keeps us up at night is next day anxiety. Or lying in bed thinking about, what do I have to do tomorrow? Okay, I got to do that. I got to do that. Oh, blah, 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 blah. After that, the top things that keep us up, replaying today's events in your head, being too hot or too cold, too much caffeine, and back pain. A lot of people dealing with back pain.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, which also is a result of stress in many cases.
Uh-huh.
So... breathe, people. Just breathe.
That's what
Namaste.
They say.
That's
yeah.
right.
Okay.
If you're watching the Super Bowl with other people, especially people who are not in your bubble, the CDC suggests using a noisemaker instead of yelling or screaming to cut down on the risk of spreading the droplets.
Yeah.
They even say, clap, stomp your feet, whatever. Handheld noisemakers, that type of stuff. Yes, exactly. They even say, bring your own food, drinks, plates, cups, utensils, the whole bit. I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Why even go anywhere? Just stay home.
Don't touch my chips. Get your hand out of my bowl. Wow. Yes, exactly, Mike. Just stay home. Yeah. Watch it at home. And a website ranked all 50 states from best place for single people to the worst based on just all sorts of things. Single people, restaurants, drink prices, things like that. Florida and Texas are the best. New Mexico and West Virginia, the worst. Nevada came in at number 33.
We used to be one of the best places to go out drinking because they were so cheap.
No, this is for single people.
Right.
This is best
I don't
place
care,
for
single
singles.
Or married or dating, but
yeah.
All of a sudden, drink prices, no matter where you go, are through the roof.
Awful here. A lot of single people say that. I moved to Nevada and I thought, to Vegas. I thought, hey, great place. Horrible place to me. I mean, you can hook up very easily.
That's not the problem.
But if you're looking to meet someone, you're single and looking to meet someone, this is a tough city. It's a very tough city. Wisconsin, top state for craft singles. Get it? I am there with the cheese. Oh, stop it.
You are cheesy this morning.
I am, but I'm here all week.
Oh, boy.
It is Tuesday. Only Tuesday. Few things you should know.
Off the air, as you were talking about those things we think you should know about why people are losing sleep, you had mentioned that, and it's happened to me too.
Yeah.
Where you think you got a full night's sleep and you wake up, it's only an hour later after you actually went to bed.
Yeah. I watched Jeopardy, and then, of course, I got sucked into Wheel of Fortune, and I thought, well, I'm going to go to bed. I'll fall asleep. I couldn't fall asleep. I could not fall asleep, and I think I fell asleep about 10:30. And then I was up at midnight, and I just couldn't go to sleep. I could not go to sleep.
And you had mentioned maybe I should have a glass of warm milk.
Yeah, I should have some warm milk with a little shot of something in there.
I have never craved or thought warm milk. It just doesn't sound delicious to me.
Because you can put a flavor in there. Oh, it's good. I get it from Starbucks or Coffee Bean once in a while. Yeah, a steamer. Yeah, and they can put like hazelnut or vanilla or something in there. Oh, it's really good.
Anybody else?
Really good. Have you had it? Have you had like a steamer?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
But out of a bowl and, with squish.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
I mean, it's not something I crave.
Right.
But
I don't crave it. I know it's supposed to make you sleepy. It's supposed to, warm milk is supposed to make you sleepy. I can't remember what's in it. No, it's good.
Okay.
It's not warm, spoiled milk.
Well, I understand that, but
steam up and yes.
Anybody, what is that food or I guess beverage that if you're having a problem sleeping,
helps you sleep?
That helps you sleep.
Well, I would have popped open a bottle of wine, but I wanted to feel
scotch.
A little better. Yes. Yes, I didn't want to feel that way this morning because wine makes me a little relaxes me.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, but yeah.
702-739-9636. By what method do you use something to help you go to sleep?
Help me. Ugh.
Maybe it's really counting sheep. Just count the sheep.
I know, but that kept me awake, too. It's
kept losing count.
Wait.
Now I got to start over
again. Back over the fence.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
The text or phone number, either way, you want to text or call in, 702-739-9636. 6:36, Mike and Carla Morning Show. We were talking about Carla having a restless night last night. And a lot of people, they think, well, warm milk. Have a glass of warm milk.
Yeah.
And you're getting all sorts of recipes.
Great recipes, like warm milk and honey and nutmeg and cinnamon. That just sounds good, period.
That sounds like warm horchata.
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. Now, somebody gave you that same recipe with a little shot of rum or brandy in it. So, yeah, John, I think I'm in on that one.
Oh, yes.
Mary,
skip the milk, just the brandy.
Yes, exactly. Just heat that up, a little nutmeg and cinnamon. Mary said a hot shower, as hot as you can stand, then get in your cold bed. I guarantee you will fall asleep. Okay. Barbara gave me it's sleepy time tea. I don't know if you've ever had that, any of you. I've tried it. It doesn't do that much for me. But again, maybe if I put something else in there, that might help a little bit. So, I don't know.
Hang on. Who's on the phone?
It's Chrissy, Mike. How are you?
Dude, Chrissy, I am so good. Feeling better. But more importantly, how are you and what helps you sleep?
Well, there's these little pills and they're chewable nighttime stuff. And you can take really as many as you want.
Just don't matter. No limits. Pop open the meds.
And it, but, I mean, you know, you use your own judgment. But, you know, they help me sleep.
Got a big V on them. There's, yeah, chew them up. Whatever.
Chrissy, thank you so much. You have a good day.
I will. Goodbye, guys.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, use your own judgment.
Yeah, I know we all get up really early. I get it, you know, and I don't know. I know everybody has trouble sleeping at times, and I think all of us sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't quite, you don't want to miss that alarm. You just can't do that. So I don't know. Yeah. I got to do something.
I'll take a NyQuil.
Okay.
But then that makes you, since we do get up so early, then you're still groggy because it isn't out of your system for the next day.
You got to try ZQL.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Whether you're sick or not.
Yeah. ZQL is supposed to help you sleep.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Oh, there we go. Good. Okay. Then tomorrow might be an even better show. So if I do that.
Carla shows up with bad hair and wearing something that totally doesn't match.
No, just slap me.
Big robe.
Slap me.
Yes, a robe.
It's my robe.
But I got a good night's sleep.
I'm good.
All right. Here you go. A chance to win. Mike and Carla Morning Show hooking you up with Porter Subs for the big game, that 2-foot sandwich. And a M&C swag pack that includes a 4-pack of VGK masks from Boomer Naturals. I'm going to play you some audio. This is a secret sound kind of thing.
Okay.
But I'll give you multiple choice answers. Okay. All right. So listen, figure out if you can know what this is. Here it is. All right, that's it.
I love that.
All right, one more time. Here it is. Now, is it A, a broken air conditioner playing a jazz drum solo? B, a guy tapping spoons against the side of an empty oil drum? Or C, cans tied to the back of a newlywed couple's car bouncing on the pavement? The microphone right there.
Those poor newlyweds.
What do you think it is? Here's another chance to listen to it. Okay. 702-739-9636. We'll get through news, weather, and traffic. Look for caller 9. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win this morning. Here's the mystery sound. Mike, can you identify that mystery sound?
Probably not, but I'll give it a crack.
Is it A, B, or C?
I think it's B.
Ooh, no, it is not.
No, it's not. I'll be darned.
But try again.
Laura, what about you? Is it A, B, or C? Well, we know it's not B.
Yeah, we know it's not B.
So is it A or C?
Can you tell me what the A choice was again? I'm sorry.
A broken air conditioner playing a jazz drum solo.
I'm going to say C.
Oh, doggone it. You should have asked me what C was.
Oh, yes.
Have a good day. Rob, well, you are the third caller. It's not B or C, so there's only one answer left. So, Rob, go ahead. Tell us what you think the answer might be.
Not B or C, then it's A.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a broken air conditioner playing a jazz drum solo. That's what that mystery sound is. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to hook you up with that 2-foot sandwich from Porta Subs for the big game. Plus, we're throwing in the M&C swag pack that includes a 4-pack of VGK masks from Boomer Naturals. Everybody else, second chance to win. Contest page of our website, 96.3.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
KKLZ.com.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is check.
Check. C-H-E-C-K. Check.
Yes, like the kind we used to write in a book. check for your chance to win $500. Text check to 45911. You can win that $500 and also qualify for the 10K payday by entering check online at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word check. You have until 7:15 to do this. Don't forget, if you get some odd number calling you, please pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know that you are getting a check for $500. That is the word check. The easy way, text it 45911. Good luck.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you missed it just a couple of minutes ago, the new code word for this hour is check. C-H-E-C-K, check. Text it to 45911. Shot to win $500, 10K payday contest to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Whether you win the $500 or not, all you can do, well, just enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 963KKLZ.com. Whether you win the $500 or not, every correct and on-time entry is qualified for the $10,000. So you still have until 7:15, a couple of more minutes to do that. Partly cloudy this morning, but sunshine in the afternoon. They say highs in the mid-60s, same for tomorrow. You know, it's Groundhog Day, so the Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow.
Yes.
So yeah. You know what that means.
6 more weeks of golden rain because the groundhog saw his shadow today.
But as I looked up some stats, his accuracy is only at 38%.
Well, accuracy in what way? Though
that we actually had 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, okay.
Not Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah. Well,
by any means.
First of all, well, whatever. We have 6 more weeks of winter. No matter what, we do. It's February. And winter's not over until March 21st. So
you're saying logistically,
yes, exactly.
Doesn't matter what the groundhog says.
No, okay. It does not matter what he said. So this time, he's right on the money. He might as well go to work at you know, Channel 3 with Kelly Curran because he's right on the money. Gee.
Never looked at it like that, so maybe bring up a good point.
Right?
All right. So enjoy Groundhog Day.
I love that, though. I love how you tried.
His accuracy, though,
is right around.
Morty, okay, look up some of the other stats while you're at it, too.
All right, Colin Cowherd.
All we know is it's 45 now as you kick off a Tuesday morning. Question this morning, what's the last thing you had stuck in your hair? And the reason we ask, here's the story.
Oh, a little girl, 6 years old, in Pennsylvania, this was her twin brother, Noah. Her name's Abigail. His name's Noah. He dumped 150 of their Velcro toys on her head, and she has some hair, so they got stuck in her hair. And her mom spent a good half hour trying to remove them because they just matted
right
in there. And I'm sure there was no crying or anything involved in that. Ah!
And the video has since gone viral.
Yes, it has, and I will post it. It's, you know, first of all, brothers.
Twin brothers.
Yeah. And second, it's happened. I think it's happened to all of us in some way.
What's
probably
the last thing you had stuck in your hair? I'll be honest. Yeah. I have never had anything stuck as big as my hair was.
That big thing that you used to walk around with? Jeez.
You would have thought.
Man.
Early 70s with the big fro? No.
Yes.
But I was in seventh grade, and I know this is going to sound odd, but the girl in sitting in front of me, I forget what class it was.
No,
she kept bothering me. So I took out my gum, and I said, if you don't turn around, I'm going to stick this gum in your hair. And she goes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Stick. See what happens. So you know what I did?
Challenge accepted. Did you?
Bam. Right in the hair.
Did she know, or did she not find out till later?
No, probably. She knew. And of course, we went back. I can't believe you did. You told me.
I did. You dared me. Basically, you dared me. And
when
I'm
the
a boy.
Teacher, yes, hello. And when the teacher came back, what's the problem?
Yeah.
She told me she challenged me.
She said it, so I did it.
There you go.
That's Morty. What about you?
You've always had long hair.
Yeah, I had quick crete.
What?
Yeah, in my hair. I was helping someone build a pond.
Like a cement?
And jeez.
They got the scooper and it went,
God. Yeah, just like up. That. Yeah,
and it flew up and I didn't know it was in my hair. And when I was taking a shower, I felt something scraping my hand.
Ow.
And I'm like,
I cut my hand when I was taking a shower on my hair.
My hair seems heavy.
So you have to cut it out. You can try it out, but...
All right, 702-739-9636. Maybe it's you, somebody you know, or your kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it? What is that last thing that you got stuck in your hair?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Morning, Sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The last thing you had stuck in your hair. 702-739-9636. Text or call. 735. Mike and Carla Morning Show. So the set of twins. Little boy throws all these Velcro things in the air.
Toys, yeah.
To get stuck in his little sister's hair.
Yeah, and mom had to get him out of there because she has hair. So, it's
like
awful.
A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, okay. 150
to
of
be
them.
Exact.
Yeah.
If you're counting, keeping track. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Deanna, what about you?
Well, when I was a kid, my brother and I were jumping on an old tire, and we didn't know there was a beehive underneath. And we got swarmed with bees, and I had a whole bunch of them stuck in my hair. My grandfather had to brush them out one by one. It was kind of scary.
My God.
I can imagine how the bees felt.
I can't. I'm sure it was a little scary for them.
We're in this hair jungle. We don't know how to get out.
Oh, man. But we had honey for life. It was awesome.
Hey.
Great call. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
People texting in this morning.
Oh, my gosh. What? Deanna said, I walked into a fly strip once, and it was just gross. Had to cut it out of my hair, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I was doing a dance that girls do to get it out.
That just sounds awful.
Well,
that's like the worst thing you could probably get stuck in your head.
Probably not. This was pretty funny. Sherry said, when I was about 8, me and my bestie thought it would hold our ponytails better if we used postal tape.
Oh.
It did. And we had to have most of our hair cut off because you can't get that. There's no way you can get that out of your hair.
Wow.
If you wrap it around. There is no way.
Just when I thought we had a winner with the fly strip.
Oh, my gosh.
Postal tape?
Postal tape, yeah. I would think at 8, yeah, that would be really smart. I had long hair when I was younger. That would have held a ponytail really well.
But, I bet.
Yeah, then I'd have gotten my pixie cut earlier.
Okay.
Ugh.
Carol, what about you?
I bought my great-nephew one of those glow track things where the little car lights up and the wheels run, and he got it close to his hair, and, like, his hair was, like, shoulder length. It was pretty long.
Oh.
And it, like, rolled all the way up to the scalp, and it was, like, pulling at his hair, and he couldn't even say anything. It was just stuck there, and he was just crying. And so, finally, I turned the car off, and I had to cut his hair off at the scalp, which was a big clump of his hair.
So finally, I turned the car off. Oh, man.
And no sound, just tears coming down. That's it. Oh, you know what? I always think it's women that have the problem, but I guess a lot of guys.
Little boys, too.
Little boys.
Yeah, and big boys, too, I think, sometimes as well.
All right, 702-739-9636. Text or call. The worst thing, if you can beat the tape. Or the fly strip.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Those are really good.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Text or call.
This is funny. When 5-year-olds get too quiet, one of our listeners said, my 5-year-old niece put a whole jar of butch wax in my 5-year-old son's hair. It took days to get it out.
If kids are quiet, that's not good.
Yeah, where are they? What are they doing?
Oh, your kids are nice and quiet.
Smoke?
No, they're not.
Smoke? I smell smoke. Yes. Now, I've gotten a few people living in different areas. Wow. who walked in. They've got the burrs, the cockaburrs, I think they're called, stuck in there. And those are hard because you can't pull those out because you get stuck.
Right.
You get poked with those
things. You have to use tweezers or put gloves on yourself.
Man, it's disgusting. Lots of gum as well. And that was my story. I got gum stuck in my hair. I was about 5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon,
yeah.
What happened to your little girl?
When she was little, I think like 5 or 6. She's 11 now, but she got silly putty stuck in her hair because she went to sleep playing with it. And so it's been stuck in her hair. And it wasn't a whole lot, but it was enough. So we got it out by using Dawn dish soap because I figured if it can get oil off of her, it can get silly putty out of her hair.
There you go.
It worked. It took some maneuvering, but we finally got it out of her hair.
And what a testament for Dawn. Wow. That's hilarious. Gosh, I wish that was around back in the day because I got gum stuck in my hair. I fell asleep chewing gum. And I remember, and my mom couldn't get it out, and I had long hair at the time. She had to cut it out, and I just remember, I was devastated.
So let me understand something. So you're chewing, you fall asleep chewing gum.
Yes.
So at some point, it had to fall out.
Yeah.
And you just rolled in it?
And you just roll over it. Yep. I would imagine so. Yes.
I was sleeping.
I guess so. I don't know, Mike. I mean, I was there kind of.
And there you go. A lesson learned.
Yes, exactly.
A lesson learned.
Not fun when you're that young.
And since then, you've had short hair.
I have. Yeah. I got rid of my share hair.
Oh, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Steve Perry and O'Sherry.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It gets me ready to go and it gets me energized.
The only morning show I listen to.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is the final week of the 10K Payday Contest. Your final few chances to qualify for that $10,000 grand prize. Matt Trevina, the latest winner, picked up $500. His reaction when he got the call from the Beasley banker.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
So he is qualified for the $10,000. As well as everybody else who put in the word on time and correctly.
That's right.
Through the app or at 96.3kklz.com. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. From last hour, things stuck in your hair. This one might take the cake.
Oh, my gosh. And I will not post the picture. I don't have permission to post the picture. But Christine said, yeah, you got to be highly suspicious of those quiet times when you have little ones. My little niece got into her mom's charcoal toothpaste. Took a little while to clean it out of her hair. It's all over her. She has little tiny white eyes just peering through. It's in her blonde hair. It's all over the place. Oh, the picture is hilarious. Thank you, Christine,
for sending that. That says it all, the picture.
Yeah, that's a whole other boy talking about right there.
Well, that will teach your mom to have that kind of thing accessible to little
kids.
So.
Yes, that's right. Though kids climb into things, too. They get in.
Don't you know it?
Yes.
Got to be careful. Kids are never quiet.
No.
Unless something's going on.
No, they're not.
Partly cloudy this morning, but sunshine, Carla, in the afternoon. That's when you look for the sunshine.
I guess so.
Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Same for tomorrow. 45 now. Let's get you caught up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, I think it was, we played the guy who started the whole sea shanty trend on TikTok. 26-year-old guy. He was a postal worker in Scotland. Nathan Evans. Well, he has gotten very big because of this, and he quit his job, and he's pursuing a career in music now. He's going to go into music.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Just because of all that.
Yes. Yes. Why not? Now, he's in Scotland, so maybe, I don't know. I mean, maybe, who knows? Might be the next big thing. Remember when grunge became the next big thing? Maybe sea shanty music will be the
next. Well, it's hot right now. Everybody's doing their songs in a sea shanty version.
Boy, no kidding. John Cena, he has a Super Bowl commercial for Mountain Dew. It's for their new watermelon Mountain Dew. And apparently you could win $1 million if you're the first to count the bottles of the new watermelon Mountain Dew in the commercial.
33, 34, yeah. Yes. 35. Hi, I'm John Cena, and I know how to count. In fact, knowing how to count could change your life on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, help you win $1 million. If you count all the bottles of delicious Mountain Dew Major Melon, our new watermelon flavor, in our commercial.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, it is. I have no idea how this is working. I don't know, but guess you got to watch and find out. This is cool. I mean, things do happen. The sea shanty guy who ran a Frasier parody account on Twitter, is now working on rewriting the reboot with the gang. So, yeah, I know. That I could see being rebooted very easily. Mm-hmm. Very easily. Mm-hmm. That would just continue on. It was a great show. Kanye West being sued by 800 people who claim he mistreated them at his Sunday service shows. So, there's that. Wow, that's a lot of people suing you for a for church.
They should sue themselves for even going.
Well, exactly. You paid. You paid.
We didn't know it was going to be stupid, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's Kanye. Sad news. 94-year-old Tony Bennett diagnosed with Alzheimer's. This was a few years back, but his family is talking about it now. They say he's doing well. Music is helping. His pianist comes over twice a week. They run through a 90-minute set, and it's really good for him. I hate hearing this.
Yeah.
And, of course, very sad news. I know you all heard yesterday, Dustin Diamond has passed away. Stage 4 lung cancer. He was just diagnosed 3 weeks ago, 44 years old. It was bad, very, very bad, obviously. Mike, you had commented if something happens, you know, his former co-stars, they did comment. They all said very nice things about him. If you remember, he kind of was the one who he wrote a book and really said some bad things about them, and that stuck with them. However, they all had good things to say about working with him on the show.
That's what a lot of people are saying now about his relationship with his co-stars.
Yeah.
He brought it on himself.
Exactly. So, sadly.
But it is sad.
It is sad, but they did all have some really, really good things to say about him and his comedic timing and just all of that. So it was good to hear. That is my take. Sponsored by Call Christine Bankruptcy. Call Christine 702-986-0000 or callchristine.com.
Our good friend Big Mike's on the phone. What's on your mind this morning?
Punxsutawney Phil, I know this is all fun and games, but you know you said 38%. Well, it would put him in the Hall of Fame because the highest batting average in the Baseball Hall of Fame is actually only 36%.
Wow!
Well, I stand corrected then. But keep in mind, Big Mike, I was talking in respect to groundhogs.
Right. Yeah. But, I know. Yeah, but if there's a Groundhog Hall of Fame, hello. This
crap.
One is
there's always one person out there.
I can't help it, Mike. You make it easy sometimes.
Boy, don't I. For those people just catching up with the show, last hour we were talking about Groundhog Day.
Yes.
And that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so that means 6 more weeks of winter. But his the stat on accuracy is only 38%.
Yeah.
I simply said only 38%. That's not Hall of Fame numbers.
Right.
That's why he brings it back up.
Right. And I don't know. When it comes to groundhogs, I don't know what their Hall of Fame is like.
I don't know what the bar's at.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I do stand corrected.
Sure.
In the case of Hall
of
Fame.
It's a rodent.
Really? And we were going to have 6 more weeks of winter, as you stated. Anyway.
Hello. Yes.
Logistically.
It's February. Winter ends the end of March, people.
6 more weeks of winter.
I may not be that smart, but that I know.
Very smart. Maybe not as smart as Steve Kroupe, who was on Jeopardy last night. Did you watch? We had him on yesterday, the little sandbagger.
Yes.
We're going to catch up with him because he won last night.
Sure
we'll do
did.
That here in about 10, 15 minutes.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
I have it on every morning.
On 96.3
KKLZ. You sandbagger.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
I'm surprised that he's calling in this morning. What with all the groupies out there now? Please. Please.
Oh. On Jeopardy last night, our very own Steve Kroupe from Las Vegas came from behind to win $10,000. And I think I'm like everybody else. We're watching, Steve. Everybody in Vegas was watching going, oh this is not going to be good.
No, Steve, I don't like watching someone that I know. I had such agita watching you last night. Man.
I felt the same way, and I don't even know what that means.
If you think you guys were stressed, I mean, I went in and they said, okay, you're going up against a six-time champ, a guy who was about half my age, a super sharp attorney, and we had a chance to chat for just a few seconds before the match, and something about that conversation gave me the sense that even though he was clearly better and smarter than me, that I had a chance. There was a little chink in his armor if I got lucky, and I got so lucky.
So is there a strategy to this game when you play, or do you just go balls to the walls?
It totally depends on how good you are. If you're James Holzhauer, you can go balls to the walls and you can win almost every time. I can't pull that off. I played so safely and conservatively. I did not want to lose money. You know, that's just the way I play the game. I play the questions from the top, starting with the small dollar amounts, and I go down to the bottom, the way the game was designed. And the way the new younger players are doing it, they're starting with the big dollar amounts at the bottom, and that's super risky. I knew I couldn't take a risk like that.
Why not?
But it came down to Final Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And you knew the answer, but the champ didn't, and that's what put you over the top.
Yeah, and only because I am addicted to listening to astronomy podcasts.
What?
Did I have any concept of what entropy was?
I never thought, Carla, on this morning, as long as I've ever done mornings, I never thought you'd hear that on a show I was on.
To hear that from a word listener. On our show, yes. No, so, not at all.
So, Steve, what happens now? You got $10,000.
Yeah, I'll be back on tonight. So I was having, you know, in the studio when that first episode was over, I was having almost an out-of-body experience. Then they turn right around, and 10 minutes later, they start taping the next episode. They make you change your shirt and tie, and then, boom, you're back on there against two people who are fresh and ready to go. But at any rate, I had fun. So tonight is episode number two.
Just knowing you, I don't know how to describe you, because people have said, wow, he's pretty smart. It's like, no, you're just, like, stupid smart.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carla. And, yeah, I am not that smart. I've got a lot of people fooled. But there's one question that shows up on tonight's show that was one of the very first trivia questions I ever learned back when Regis Philbin did the very first week of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the most obscure thing ever. I don't know what stars aligned, but that question showed up on tonight's show.
Oh, by the way, some of the girls want to know, are you single? What's your sign?
Yeah, I've been married for many years to a beautiful Las Vegas native, and, you know, they can ask.
Well, Steve, now all of a sudden you have all these fans.
Groupies, that's right. We also had a lot of cat women call in, Steve.
Steve, we'll watch tonight, guys. And good luck on your run on Jeopardy, man. You're hot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John was talking about the big game, and we had said that a lot of people aren't betting right now because they don't know who's going to be in the game.
Right, what players are going to be in the game.
Because
right.
If they test positive, there's a chance some of the big names could be out of the game. I'll be honest, I really don't care about the big game. I just want to see or find out when the Vegas Golden Knights are going to be playing again.
Yeah, they're slated for Friday as of now.
Yeah. Right, Morty? Like,
yeah. Friday, 7 o'clock here.
Yeah.
So it's against the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night and
Sunday afternoon, 12 noon.
T-Mobile Arena.
Yep.
Coaching staff intact or no?
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
As of now.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like everything's working out, though. I mean, they didn't do too bad the last game before everything happened.
They should have.
And then the Silver Knights got England, and they did well until they didn't.
And they called the game right in the middle of the game. They said, game over.
It wasn't their fault, but.
Is it Little League? What are we doing?
Tommy took his puck home.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. So they're back in action Friday night. Weekend series against the LA Kings. And then the Silver Knights, we don't know what's going on with them.
They said it could be next week. They can get back.
So. All right.
Put them in a bubble. In a bubble.
But they're really good.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
They were 7-1.
Yeah.
The first game.
And that's a great league, too. Yeah. That's exciting hockey if and when we're able to go to the game. Yeah. So, all right, then go Knights go this weekend against L.A. Your next chance to score some free cash in the 10K payday contest, that's coming up 9 o'clock, just a couple of minutes away. $500 and qualify for the grand prize, 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
$1,000. Good luck.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, excellent.
Sure, I'm sure it is. I'm sure. Excellent. E-X-C-E-L-L-E-N-T.
Excellent. Perfect. That is the word you need. Excellent. To win $500, text it right now to 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter excellent at 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word excellent. You have until 9:15 to do this. Make sure you spell it correctly. And make sure you pick up your phone if there's a weird number calling you. Could be the Beasley Banker just wanting to let you know that how excellent it is. You just won $500. Excellent. Text at 45911. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is wild, crazy stuff. Carla, Morty showed us the video earlier that has gone viral. A woman leading an online aerobics class in this country and not realizing there's a coup going down right in back of her.
Well, you gotta keep the workouts going, even in times of coup.
I wonder if there was one going on during our coup.
I know. I wonder if there were people working out.
Working out. Or the coup was the workout.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Had the mats out and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
That is wild. Can we post that on our Facebook page?
Yeah. Crazy.
All right. A guy in Oakland, International Airport, made a bomb threat. He wasn't happy his flight was delayed, so he called in a bomb threat.
Oh, well, there's not going to be any delay now. Gee.
Carla, I know you fly around a lot or used to doing comedy and stuff. That never works, does it?
No, it does not work. No, don't even joke about it. No, it doesn't work.
Why do people think that's going to work?
Oh, man.
Or get back at the airline industry somehow.
Yeah, I'll fix you. Sure, you will. Hi, this is a list you're on now. It's called No Fly. Can you see that?
Yeah. Now you're going to have to walk.
Oh, man. I've got some weird stories. Guy in Taiwan, he was fined $3,500 for breaking his mandatory quarantine when he came back into the country from Hong Kong. This was this past October. Mm-hmm. But they decided to waive the fine. They found out he didn't break his quarantine. He was kidnapped. So, yeah, he was quarantining at a friend's house. Apparently, that friend owed money to some guys. They came over to the house, kidnapped who they thought the guy was, and it wasn't him. It was the guy's friend. So, I didn't break. I was kidnapped. Yeah, right. No, I was. I was kidnapped.
I have video.
Yes. And boy, I don't know if they're going to start doing this here, but there are some parts of China. They have switched. We joke about it, but they've switched from the nasal swab COVID test to a much more reliable alternative. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. The rear swab, people.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now, they say it is way more reliable, but authorities are now trying to do a little marketing. Because people are posting videos of themselves waddling out like penguins. And officials are saying that is not the case. You are fine, people. You are fine.
They have a demonstration video, too.
You pull the pants. I would show you, too. You pull the pants way down to here. Hold on and watch me walk away now. Wait, let me take this. And that's what you do.
a joke, right? Somebody's pulling a joke.
No, this is not a joke.
No, it's real.
It's real.
You're serious.
They really are doing it
that
way.
Yeah, people are buying into it.
No, it's much more reliable. Yeah. That is how they are doing the test. But people were joking around saying, oh, you're going to walk like a penguin. And they were doing videos of themselves walking like penguins.
Now, you know when you get the nose swab, they go, put it up there as far as you can tolerate.
Man, that's right. Oh, it's done. That has done. I thought it was going to go through my head. You did not. You didn't.
So I don't know what the new test, what they tell you.
Yes, I know. When you stop. You mean? Yes. When do you stop? I when it stops, I guess. Yeah. So
listen, can I do the nose? Because I have hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I don't care how reliable it is. Actually, that would probably help. It is Tuesday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. Well, in Amherst, Virginia, the police, they came to the rescue. One in particular, he made a little two-year-old's birthday. He replaced her stolen birthday presents. What happened was mom's car, her truck, was stolen, had her daughter Eliza's second birthday presents in the truck. Uh-huh. So she had a new scooter and a little ball pit, and they were gone. So police heard about it, and Deputy S.W. Martin sprang into action. He went over to Walmart. He bought a new scooter. He got a ball pit. He got some Disney Frozen toys, things like that. He said, stuff that I thought a two-year-old would probably like, wrapped it all up, and she had toys for her second birthday. Yep, she was presented with the gifts, and she was also given a birthday card signed by all of the other police officers.
Nice.
Which means a really cool thing when you're 2 years old.
You know what? So, nicely done.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's
no
a great
kidding.
Story.
It's very sweet.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Port of Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Port of Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside delivery, or just go to portofsubs.com. Recapping the show. Well, how to get a good night's sleep. Now you have all these recipes.
I know.
For warm milk.
Don't call me after about 4 today.
Get me out like
bed.
A light.
Yes, I hope.
Worst thing you ever got stuck in your hair.
Oh, man.
I didn't think we could top the fly strip or the duct tape or the what was it?
Man.
The fly trap?
The fly trap?
No. The fly strip and the tape. What kind of tape?
Postal tape.
That's what it was.
Yes. Okay.
And Steve Kroupe, the Kroupe Groupies.
Yeah.
Going wild last night after Las Vegas' own Steve Kroupe. Winner round one last night.
Yeah.
So we'll watch him again tonight.
He's there again tonight, 7 o'clock, Channel 8.
So good luck.
Yep.
As well as our winner, latest winner, 10K Payday Contest. It was Larry Izanuzzi, who picked up $500, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Final week to qualify for the 10 grand.
Let's
so make sure
it.
You're listening. Wendy Rush will have your next chance to win with a new code word, 11 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.